and that's what's playing right now.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
And a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not Necessarily the News.
That is right.
Yeah.
Which also frequently, like 1492 era expeditions, has a target in mind, but we never quite get there.
Not necessarily.
That's what it is.
News.
All right.
We're going, girl.
What's up, Hank? Facebook Livers.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Tonight's lead story in adult legitimate news. Well, Donald Trump's got a whirlwind tour going on right now. This is pretty wild travel. First of all, tomorrow is Charlie Kirk Presidential Medal of Freedom. That ceremony happening tomorrow, I believe, afternoon at the White House. So President Trump will be there for that. But right now, in fact, all day, just today, he's right now speaking in front of the Knesset as Hamas has released all 20 remaining living hostages. That happened just within the last couple of hours there in Gaza overnight. So that part of the ceasefire that started the pause of about a two-year war. So he's speaking right now. And then after that, he's going to go to Egypt. And I don't even know what they're doing there. I don't know if you just want to see the...
pyramids?
I want to see him. At least the Sphinx. And then he comes back, and then he's got tomorrow. And he'll be on the show, too.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think over there in Egypt, the first 50 right there get, like, free ice cream if you're there. I think it's a handshake tour. So,
MAGA!
Got quite the thing going on.
Works.
Yeah, stay tuned for his next hometown handshake tour appearance.
MAGA!
Yeah. He doesn't get to borrow our truck.
Okay.
No
way. He doesn't get the truck?
Uh-uh.
All right.
No. So you remember how we heard about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau getting hot and heavy a while back? And it was like nothing.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it is Canadian Thanksgiving. So the best way to celebrate is on Katy Perry's yacht.
Oh, dear.
Off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
They were together. Wearing not a lot of clothing.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Showing a lot of PDA.
Oh, no.
She was previously engaged to one Orlando Bloom, the Canadian Prime Minister, divorced his wife Sophie after 18 years of togetherness, and apparently they're in, quote, constant contact.
All right. Well, at least we got out of the country. Notable passing over the weekend, Diane Keaton lost her at the age of 79. Yeah, they say this was rather sudden. No words on word on cause of death, but it was one People magazine source said the death was unexpected and her health declined rapidly in recent months. So, of course, Diane Keaton, noted actress, rose with the Godfather movies there, and, of course, Forever Annie Hall and Forever in a Hat, too. And the Woody Allen movies. But even like Kimberly Williams Paisley over the Father of the Bride.
Oh,
there was Steve Martin.
Baby Boone. I was like,
So she never married, but she did date Woody, Warren Beatty, and Al Pacino over those years. So, and they married a lot. Well, Warren did, I think, once.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban no longer a thing, but luckily she's got someone coming to her rescue. His name is Tom Cruise. Apparently he's being very sensitive to the humiliation she must be feeling after the brutal split and being extremely magnanimous because their parting of ways was not exactly sweet. Meanwhile, Keith's still reportedly hot and heavy with his 25-year-old guitarist, Maggie Baugh. She's been sharing some eye-raising lyrics on social media, but has been noticeably absent from his recent shows.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't here. And I don't know about, because Keith also, Friday night, played up there. Was it Wednesday? Choctaw. So I don't know if she came back on it. While we're on that subject of stuff like that, as the Tay-Tay turns, she was there for the Kansas City Chiefs game, and Travis Kelce had a good game, and they won. They won.
Winning.
Was it because of her? I think so. And there's apparently, I hate to plug other shows, you know, like 747, but there will apparently be some kind of announcement about Taylor Swift on Good Morning America today. And Billboard hasn't released its weekly album chart yet, so there's no word on how many bajillion copies of her new album was sold. But I think she probably did okay. I don't want to go,
I think she's
out of my...
make it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're praying for you, Taylor.
Yeah, and she's got Caitlin Clark on her side, too, there.
We're rooting for you.
New besties.
You go get them.
You want a quick, easy way to foster love, communication, and mutual understanding with one of the most important members of your household? Well, it could boil down to baby talk. And it's not for your husband or an actual human infant, but your dog. New research from scientists found it's particularly effective with puppies, creates positive association, and fosters greater attention and engagement.
Yeah, I've noticed the fiance, Elle does not do baby talk to Beulah, her dog.
Oh, really?
Baby talk absolutely everything and have about 60 nicknames for every one of my pets.
Who's a good girl?
They are the most confused things on the world, but they are wonderful. Whatever their names are at that moment. His name was synonymous with the weird radio, and Dr. Demento ended his 55-year run as radio's weirdest DJ. Absolutely. Gave birth to famously Weird Al Yankovic on his show, but he honked his horn one final broadcast. That was over the weekend. Salute to the great Dr. Demento. The Aces in sports news swept the Mercury to win the WNBA basketball championship.
Wow. Congratulations.
No, that's actually our stateside. That's not overseas. It's a dynasty. And Fortune magazine said over the weekend that AI could wipe out nearly 100 million jobs in the U.S. in the next decade, specifically in roles that are highly skilled and professional. So we should be fine.
More music means more real country. Hank FM.